Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's a story.
I always like to find out from rock and roll stars how they started, what the attitude was like to begin with. I talk with guys who've never been short in attitude and have achieved great success as well. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss. They treated people that opened for them much better than anyone else did at the time because what had happened to them early on. And even just starting out in this band, I was talking to Gene and Paul, and who'd you first see? What was your first attitude towards that?
You know, when we were cocky little kids and went off and saw other bands, when we first had the sense that we're actually going to do this ourselves, You know, you had that cocky, adrenaline-fueled burst of energy. We sat next to each other when The Who played the Spectrum, and we went to see them. Now, we were cocky beyond it, and you need that in order to get up there and fight the champions.
It was Skinner opening, and The Who doing Quadrophenia.
Oh, my God. And we're sitting there, and when The Who came on, God forgive us, we looked at each other and said, we'll smear him, we'll kill him. I'm telling you the God's honest truth.
And
now,
even
by the way, we always tell every opening band. We've taken out opening bands on their first tours. AC/DC, Rush, Cheap Trick, Judas Priest, Iron Maiden, any band you can imagine.
Seeger, Mellencamp.
Now, everybody's
Tom
been on
Petty.
It. And we always tell everybody, you go out there and knock us off that stage. You know, it's nice knowing you off stage. Shake hands. Now go out there and kill us.
The attitude. You got to have the attitude. That's Kiss. And that's a story.